Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live back at home here at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida, getting set for game one of this final six-game set of the 2023 season between the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays are coming off a solid week on the road in Daytona, a series split with the Tortugas, and the first Blue Jays no-hitter since August of last year. We'll get right into it, and we'll start with the standings in the East Division as we're in that final week of this 2023 regular season. We'll start in the East, as always. The Jupiter Hammerheads, our current opponent, lead the division by 3.5 games over the Palm Beach Cardinals. The Hammerheads are 30-30 on the season, rather in the second half, and the Cardinals are 25-32. And in third place are the Daytona Tortugas, four games back, 25-33. They're the only team that can make the playoffs, as Palm Beach has already punched their ticket. They are four games away from an elimination, meaning the Jupiter Hammerheads are two games, two wins, and two Daytona losses away from punching their ticket to face off with the Cardinals in that postseason series in the East Division. And then in the East are the St. Lucie Mets. They're 17-41. They are well eliminated from postseason contention. And in our West Division, things are pretty tight now after the last couple days of last week. Lakeland, they still hold a 1.5 game lead. They're 39-21, a game and a half over the 37-22 Bradenton Marauders, but a five-game winning streak for Bradenton has pulled it close after it looked like Lakeland was going to run away with it. In third place are the Clearwater Threshers, 32-27. They've already punched their ticket. They're 6.5 games back. They won't win this second half West Division. They won't win both halves of the regular season here in the West, but they will face off against either Lakeland or Bradenton. And then in fourth place are the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who are three games over 500, 31-28, 7.5 games out. They're eliminated. Tampa Tarpons, they're in fifth place, 29-29. They're eliminated. And your Blue Jays are 29-31 in last place. We're also eliminated. But if your Blue Jays can manage a six-game sweep of the Jupiter Hammerheads, we can finish above 500 in this overall 2023 season. And if we can go 5-1, we'll go 500 overall and still be over 500 in the second half. There's still some stuff to play for your Blue Jays. It's those tiny victories at the end of the year when you already know you're not going to make the playoffs, but you still want to finish the year off strong, and that's exactly what Donnie Murphy's crew wants to do this week. And speaking of this week, we'll get into tonight. Starting pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads is the right-hander, number 11, 25 years old, Tristan Stevens, the non-drafted free agent out of the University of Texas. He's in his first season here with the Jupiter Hammerheads, 2-0 on the year through 9 appearances and 3 starts, 29 innings, but a 6.83 ERA. He has been struggling as of late. Over his last 4 starts, 4 appearances, he's gotten shelled in 3 of them. The last time out against Lakeland at home, at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, their temporary home, he went just 2/3 of an inning, couldn't get out of the only inning he pitched in, giving up 3 runs on 4 hits with a hit batter. And for your Blue Jays, they turn to 21-year-old Connor O'Halloran, former Big Ten Pitcher of the Year out of the University of Michigan, 5th-round pick by the Blue Jays this year. He's making his first professional start. 3-0 record with a 2.57 ERA through 4 total appearances, 7 innings of work. O'Halloran was a number one starter for the Michigan Wolverines back in his college days, and now toes the rubber for the first time to start off a ball game as a pro. Couple roster moves to make note of for your Blue Jays. Nick Goodwin was promoted to High A Vancouver. We wish him all the best of luck in the last week of his regular season and even come playoff time in Vancouver for the Canadians. And then to take his spot on the roster, Marcos De La Rosa is back with the team, transferred from the Complex League earlier today. And now for the lineups. First for the Hammerheads, managed by Nelson Prada. Batting first at second base, Jordan McCants. Batting second, the shortstop, Johnny Olmstead. Batting third, the DH, Brett Roberts. Batting fourth, right fielder, Kemp Alderman. Batting fifth, first baseman, Brock Vredenburg. Batting sixth in left field, Mark Coley. Batting seventh, third baseman, Carlos Santiago. Batting eighth in center field, Jake DeLeo. And rounding out the order for the Hammerheads, batting ninth, the catcher, Yan Mercado. And for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this here in the final Tuesday game at TD Ballpark. Batting first in center field, Braden Berry. Batting second at third base, Tucker Tillman. Batting third, first baseman, Brennan Orff. Batting fourth in right field, Roque Salinas. Batting fifth, the catcher, Edouard Duran. Batting sixth at shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting seventh, second baseman, Bryce Arnold. Batting eighth in left field, Yoenel Aponte. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, the DH, Jaden Rudd. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break and be right back before first pitch, which should be in about 8 or so minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here back at home at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida, getting set for game one of the final six game set of the year between the Jupiter Hammerheads and your Dunedin Blue Jays. 88 degrees and sunny here in beautiful Dunedin, Florida. Winds blowing out towards right center field. Connor O'Halloran on the bump, making his first professional start here for Dunedin. Four appearances so far for the Blue Jays, a 3-0 record, a 2.57 ERA through seven total innings of work. The former Big Ten Pitcher of the Year, toeing the rubber for the first time to start off a ballgame at the professional level. He'll start off against the left-handed hitter Jordan McCants, second baseman for the Hammerheads. Now Halloran on that rubber. He'll start off out of the windup, the lefty. Kicks, fires, first pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off McCants, and we are underway here at 6:33. It's great to be back here at TD Ballpark after spending the last week in Daytona at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Cut and a miss there on the breaking ball, and the count's now 0-2. Jordan McCants, the 21-year-old former third-round pick of the Miami Marlins, chops that one right side. That's going to be picked up by Bryce Arnold. Flips it over to first in time for the out, and that's one up, one down. Let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays. In the outfield left to right, Yoan Helaponte, Braden Berry, and Roque Salinas. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Manuel Beltre at short, Bryce Arnold at second base, and Brennan Orff at first with Edouard Duran behind the dish. One up, one down. Now Johnny Olmstead, Hammerhead shortstop, first pitch. That one's in there for a called strike. 0-1 right there on the low outside corner. We're back to ABS after spending the last week basically in the Stone Age of baseball. No real technological advances in the city of Daytona. No ABS there at all. It was all umpire discretion. Now out of the windup, the 1-1. That one fouled back to the screen. Umpires for today's game, Chad Lagana behind the dish, and Shea Graham will be on the bases. Had Isabella Robb and Tyler Green all week. Last week in Daytona, again, Lagana and Graham will have a little bit of a helper with that ABS system. Time called at the plate by Olmstead. Count now 1-2. Olmstead on the year batting .308, no home runs, 5 RBIs. Playing in his ninth game of the year for Jupiter. That one cut and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt. Down swinging goes Olmstead. Two batters, 1K for O'Halloran. And that's two up, two down. That's going to bring up Brett Roberts, the DH. Roberts, former 16th round pick last year by the Marlins organization out of Florida State. That pitch in the dirt. Oh, rather, 1-0 to start off Roberts. Just two lefties and one switch hitter in this lineup for Jupiter. Six true righties out of the windup. The lefty kicks, deals that one off the plate outside. Slider he lost the grip on. And the count's 2-0. Roberts, .273 average on the year, 5 home runs, 41 RBIs, playing in his 86th game of the year. That one in the air right side. That's going to get up and out of play. He spent all season here with single-A Jupiter. After spending just 13 games in the Complex League last year. Now out of the windup, the lefty, the 2-1. That one misses. A little upstairs, and the count is now 3-1 to Roberts. Kemp Alderman, the right fielder, waiting on deck. Now the 3-1 by O'Halloran. That one off the plate for ball four. First base runner of the ball game, and that's going to bring up Alderman with a runner on and two down. Roberts, definitely not the kind of guy you want to walk. 16 of 18 this year, attempting to steal. But with the lefty on the bump, it's going to be a little bit tougher for him to get a pretty good lead. Now move over to first, and back in standing up was Roberts. One disengagement for O'Halloran. Kemp Alderman, the Marlins' second-round pick this year. Out of Ole Miss, that one misses low and outside. Throw down to second, the runner took off, and he's in there safely. Roberts with his 17th stolen base of the year. That throw by Edouard Duran, a little bit low and outside to the second base bag. 1-0, the count to Alderman now with a runner in scoring position. Another lefty-righty matchup. O'Halloran out of the stretch for the first time. Kicks, deals, the 1-0. That one misses off the plate outside. Two balls, no strikes. Alderman playing in his 30th game of the year for Jupiter. A .196 average, a home run, and 10 RBIs. The 2-0, cut and a miss. 88 miles an hour on the sinker, and the count's 2-1. O'Halloran's been very solid for the Blue Jays in his first four games here professionally. A sub-3 ERA. Now the 2-1. That one fouled off back and to the right. And the count's 2-2. Blue Jays coming off a very solid road trip in Daytona. Playing six games in the span of 4 days after Hurricane Idalia threw the Florida State League for a loop in the beginning of the week. Doubleheader on Thursday, one game on Friday, doubleheader on Saturday, and one final game on Sunday. The 2-2, cut and a foul tip, stays in the mitt of Duran, and down swinging, Alderman goes. No runs, no hits, one man left aboard, two Ks in the inning for O'Halloran. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at TD Ballpark. We're scoreless here in Dunedin.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him.
rock ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road, real low. Low.
I know we just met, but girl, let's roll. Brady and this, I'm the goat now. Shorty, I'm so wild. Heartlands out the SoCal. Better know now.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Braden Berry, Tucker Tillman, and Brennan Orff, the top three in your Blue Jays order, all due up in this half inning on to face Tristan Stevens, 25-year-old right-hander out of the University of Texas. Here in his first full professional season, that one misses off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Braden Berry. So far this year for Stevens, making his 10th appearance, 4th start of the year for the Hammerheads, 29 total innings of work, a 2-0 record, but a 6.83 ERA, and he's really struggled as of late. 2 balls, no strikes now to start off Berry. Righty-righty matchup. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals, cut and a miss. Solid sinker, a lot of depth to it, now 2-1. In the month of August, a pretty tough month for Tristan Stevens, an 8.27 ERA, but he did go 2-0. That one fouled down and back, and the count evens up 2-2. The Hammerheads have a magic number of 4 to clinch that final playoff spot in that East Division. But just 30-30 here in this second half. If you're looking like for like, they'd be tied for 5th place in our division. Caught in a miss. Nice slider there by Stevens. One batter, 1K. Berry is retired. And let's take a look at the defense for the Hammerheads. In the outfield, left to right, Mark Coley, Jake DeLeo, and Kemp Alderman. Along that infield, third to first, Carlos Santiago at third, Johnny Olmstead at short, Jordan McCants at second base, and Brock Vredenberg at first with Yan Mercado behind the dish. One up, one down. Now Tucker Tillman out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals, first pitch to him, cut and a miss. Listed as the cutter. A lot of depth to his pitches from what I'm seeing. First look at Tristan Stevens. Now the righty kicks, deals, the 0-1. That one low and inside. Evens things up now. 1-1 the count to Tillman. On the year, Tucker batting .213. 5 homers, 50 RBIs. That one in the dirt as well. One off the team lead in homers and the team leader in that RBI category. One above Roque Salinas and 2 above Manuel Beltre. Now the 2-1 pitch. That one in there for a strike. Just catches that low inside corner. Count evens up now 2-2. Tucker batting from the left side here against the righty. He'll use his timeout. Tucker, 19 years old, out of Columbia, South Carolina, playing in his 109th game of the year. Cut and a miss. Low inside breaking ball popped a little bit away from Mercado. Throw to first is in time to complete the K. And that's 2 up, 2 down. That's going to bring up Brennan Orff. Today's first baseman, another lefty. Blue Jays in their lineup, 3 lefties, a switch hitter, and 5 righties. Now Stevens, first pitch to Orff. That one in there for a strike. Just catches that inside corner. 0-1 to start him off. .235 average, no home runs, 11 RBIs. But he's proven to be a very patient hitter. A lot of walks, more walks than K's, in fact. That one a little bit low. 34 walks in 29 games played compared to the 31 strikeouts. 235 average, a 472 OBP. That one low. Now the count's 2-1 to Brennan. Stevens working really quick here. Getting the ball and getting going. Now the 2-1. Caught and a miss. 2-2 now the count. Again, that cutter. Looks a lot like a slider, but comes in only about 4 miles an hour. Slower than his fastball. That one fouled back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Righty kicks, deals that one inside. And it's a full count to Orff. Yet another full count that Brennan Orff has drawn. Seems like every time he comes to the plate, he's seeing about 6-7 pitches. Now the 3-2. That one chopped right side. It's foul. Be picked up by Peter Strabitzky, first base coach for Dunedin. In his repertoire, Stevens listed with a four-seamer, two-seamer, cutter, changeup, and a slider. Five-pitch repertoire. That one inside for ball four. Wouldn't you know it, Brennan Orff draws a walk, and that's going to bring up Roque Salinas.
Right fielder, number 26, Roque Salinas.
Roque stepping in for the first time, batting cleanup yet again. Another righty-lefty matchup. Roque, 20 years old, out of Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. First pitch, that one inside, taken for a ball, 1-0 to start off Roque. On the year, batting 260, 317 OBP, one home run, 49 RBIs. He's been getting better and better and better as the year has gone on. The righty out of the stretch, now taking his time, kicks, deals. That one fouled back to the screen. Roque, after posting a batting average of exactly 200 through the month of June, got it up to 225 with a 292 average in the month of July. And then last month, August, was his best month yet, a 368 batting average, bringing his overall year average to 260. That one chopped hard, hit fat over to first, rather. And it's picked up by Vredenberg, who will step on the bag. And that will end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left the board. We'll head to the top of the second here at TD Ballpark. We're scoreless here in Dunedin.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, oh, the way I breathe you in. Hey. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Souvenirs. There's no time, I want to make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her. Left her baggage for a moment.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network out of the windup O'Halloran. Back out for a second inning worth of work. First pitch is in there for a called strike to the first baseman, Brock Vredenberg. Both teams trading a walk and two Ks to the plate each. Now the 5-6-7 hitters due up. Vredenberg, Coley, and Santiago. 1-1 now the count. O'Halloran kicks, deals. That one misses. Low and outside. Now 2-1. Blue Jays trying to get a strong finish to the year. Coming into this series, 29-31 in the second half. They have a chance to finish above 500, both overall and in the second half. Last year at about this time, your Blue Jays completed a six-game sweep of the Jupiter Hammerheads, effectively crushing their playoff dreams. Got an opportunity to do it again this year. And if the Blue Jays could, in fact, do that, they'd finish above 500 overall on the year. It'd be 67-65. And if we can go 5-1, we'd finish the year at 500 and finish the second half at 34-32. 3-2 the count, the pitch. That one chopped foul. That one popped off of Edward Duran off that left shoulder, moving that around to try and work that pain out. Vredenberg stays alive. The count stays 3-2. 204 average on the year. Home run, 9 RBIs. Vredenberg playing in his 30th game of the season. Now the 3-2 again. That one low and outside for ball four. Leadoff man is aboard for the Hammerheads. Now Mark Coley, left fielder, stepping in.
Mark Coley the second.
Lefty-righty matchup. Coley on the year batting 234. Couple home runs, 11 RBIs. First pitch, the breaking ball in there for a called strike. Oh, and one to start it off with. Us playing six games in the span of 4 days. A lot of moving around in the rotation. Basically, everybody just moving back a day. That one chopped foul. Now 0-2. So Davis Feldman will make his final start of the year tomorrow night. Typically the game one starter. 0-2 the count to Coley. O'Halloran out of the stretch. Kicks, deals. That one, a line shot, and that is going to get up and over the head of Tucker Thoman. It was right above his head, but he lost in the sun. He had to lean away from it. Not much he can do. He's wearing the shades, but didn't provide much help. This time of day here at TD Ballpark, the sun setting on the first base side. It's right in the eyes of the left side of the infield and the left fielder. So that's the first hit of the ball game. Any other time of day, I'm sure Tucker gets to that one. But instead, it's going to be first and second with nobody out for Carlos Santiago. Now the lefty kicks, fires. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Santiago. Switch hitter batting from the right side here against the lefty O'Halloran. 205 average, 4 home runs, 22 RBIs. That one chopped left side. Charging in is Thoman. He's going to have to pick it up, go to first, and now it's going to be in time. Brendan Orff in a slight collision with Carlos Santiago. That throw took him right in the base path, but everybody's okay. Santiago, very aware of where Brendan Orff was going to be, was able to slow up when he knew he was out. That ball not hit hard enough for a potential double play. Thoman had to field it right in front of the third base bag. Wasn't going to be able to get his momentum turned in time to get the force at third. Now runners at second and third for Jupiter. First pitch to Jake DeLeo. That one low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Both base runners advancing into scoring position. Now, Edward Duran's going to step out from behind the plate. Use a mound visit to get on the same page with O'Halloran. Potentially switching up the signs with a runner on second. 30 pitches so far for Connor. Making his first professional start here tonight. Now Duran back behind the dish. Infield shaded over to the left side against the righty DeLeo. Caught and a miss there on the slider. Count evens up now 1-1. DeLeo, sixth-round pick by the Marlins this year out of Georgia Tech. 22 years old, playing in his 37th game. The 1-1, that one low and inside, popped away from Duran, but blocked down the third base line. Able to prevent anybody from trying to move up a bag. 2-1, now the count to DeLeo. Two balls, one strike, and the pitch. That one off the plate outside. The 3-1. That one up and out for ball four. That's going to load up the bases now. Bases loaded, one away here in the second. Now the catcher, Yan Mercado, stepping in for the first time, the nine-hole hitter. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch by O'Halloran, cut at and missed. 0-1 to start off Mercado. On the year, batting .172. Couple homers, 11 RBIs. 13th round pick by the Marlins back in 2017, 24 years old. Caught and a miss, now 0-1. Time called at the plate. He's played at every level of the minor leagues. He's played 5 games this year at Double-A, but has spent the majority of his minor league career here with Single-A Jupiter. 0-2 the count to him. O'Halloran kicks, deals. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Duran. A career 198 hitter here in the minor leagues. Rather, 196, playing in 216 games now here today. 1-2. The pitch. Chopper, left side, it's going to kick foul. Count stays 1-2, and everybody gets back to their original bag. Blue Jays looking for an inning-ending double play ball, or a K here by Halloran. Middle infield in that double play depth. O'Halloran looking in. Now he comes set. One on the pitch clock. He'll step off. First disengagement for the lefty. One ball, two strikes. He resets. And the pitch. That one in the dirt again. Kept in front. Two balls, two strikes. One away here with the bases loaded. O'Halloran comes set again, and the 2-2. That one hammered left side. Keep hooking, keep hooking. That's going to be a fair ball. Extra bases for Mercado. One run comes in. Two runs come in. They're holding the second at the third runner at third. A 2 RBI double for Yan Mercado. RBIs 12 and 13 on the year, and Jupiter takes an early 2-0 lead. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for Dunedin. The hope was that O'Halloran could go about three innings here in his first professional start. Right now with a pitch count of 40. Trying to get through this second inning. Runner still at second and third for Jupiter. It's going to be the top of the order, Jordan McCants. Now the entire Blue Jays infield starts heading back to their positions. Corey Reardon heading back to the dugout. Now infield comes in for Dunedin. Lefty-lefty matchup. McCants grounded out to second, his first time up. First pitch, that one misses inside for a ball. Breaking ball, couldn't find that inside corner. 1-0 to start it. Blue Jays in an early 2-0 hole, rather. Now the 1-0. Cut and a miss, went right back with the breaking ball. Got the swing and the miss, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, caught and a miss, went right back with the breaking ball again. Three straight sliders to start off the at-bat to McCants, and he's down 1-2. Chance here to double the lead for Jupiter. The 1-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Four straight sliders. And down swinging goes McCants. Third strikeout of the day for O'Halloran. And he's an out away from getting out of this jam with relatively minimum damage. Two on and two down. Johnny Olmstead, the shortstop. Seventh batter of the inning for Jupiter. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. Another slider. Got it on the outside corner. 0-1. There's a righty warming up the pen for the Blue Jays. That one, a ground ball over to short. Picked up by Beltre. Throw across is in time. And that'll end the inning. But Jupiter scores two on the two RBI double by Yan Mercado. They'll take a 2-0 lead to the bottom of the second. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. You can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Edouard Duran's going to lead things off. 5-6-7 hitters due up for Dunedin. Duran, Beltre, and Arnold. Stevens back out for a second inning worth of work. First pitch, that one misses a little upstairs. 1-0 to start off the Blue Jays catcher. A 2-0 lead for Jupiter. Striking first in the second inning. That one chopped left side of the mound. Charging in is Olmstead. Duran down the line. Throw to first is not going to come. Lost it on the transition. That should be ruled an infield single for Dunedin. Would have been a tough play anyway for Olmstead to make. We'll see how it's ruled. That's going to bring up Manuel Beltre with the leadoff man aboard. No hit or error put on the board yet, and it is finally a hit. Righty-righty matchup. Stevens out of the stretch. First pitch to Beltre. That one in there just catches that lower part of the zone. 0-1 to start off Manny. A 224 average on the season. 6 homers, 48 RBIs. Tied for the team lead in homers. Third on the team in RBIs. The righty kicks deals. That one in the air right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Oh, and to the count to Beltre. Duran over there at first base. Not really a threat to take off. Just 1-for-1 on the year through 22 games played. And the 0-2. That one chopped left side. That could be trouble, but it's going to roll foul. Picked up just to the left of that third base line by Santiago. And the count stays 0-2. Duran's going to have to head back to first base and Beltre back to the plate. No runs, no hits, one walk for Tristan Stevens in that first inning. First hit of the ball game for the Blue Jays. The infield single by Duran, who's over at first base now. Beltre with a bat back in his hand, back in the box with an 0-2 count. The righty comes set. Infield playing straight up against Manny. That one off the plate outside. Breaking ball. Moves the count now to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. That one low and outside. Fastball, he yanked it. Evens it up 2-2. Bryce Arnold, the second baseman, waiting on deck. Dunedin trying to answer back here in this half inning. Stevens now the 2-2. Caught and a miss. Again, listed as the cutter. Beltre couldn't connect on it. Down swinging he goes. Third strikeout of the day for Tristan Stevens. That's one away. Now Bryce Arnold, the Blue Jays' second baseman, stepping in for the first time today. 220 average, couple home runs, 13 RBIs for Arnold so far in his brief pro career. That one off the plate outside to start him off 1-0. Non-drafted free agent out of Campbell University. Signed with the Blue Jays right after the draft this year. One of three Canadians on the team, including the Blue Jays starting pitcher tonight. That one catches that upper outside corner. Definitely not where Yan Mercado was looking for it. Had to shoot that glove all the way across the zone, but it's still caught. That's the beauty of ABS for pitchers and catchers. Now Mercado setting up inside. The 1-1, foul tip stays in the mitt. 1-2, the count to Bryce. Native of Hamilton, Ontario. Two kids from Ontario here on this roster. Another from Quebec. That being Nicholas Deschamps. Arnold playing in his 25th game of the year. Now the 1-2. That one blooped over right side. That's going to drop for a base hit. Just punched it the other way. Couldn't have thrown that ball in a better spot. Now that's going to bring up Yoanhel Aponte for his first at bat here at TD Ballpark. Aponte made his debut here with the Blue Jays at the single-A level this past week in Daytona. Playing game 2 of Thursday's doubleheader. Righty-righty matchup. Stevens turns, kicks, fires. That first pitch fouled back off of the right shoulder of Yan Mercado. And back to the screen, it's 0-1 to start off Aponte. Yoan Aponte, just 19 years of age, out of Caracas, Venezuela. Hit 8 homers at the Complex League level this year. That one he fouls back up and over the netting, and the count moves to 0-2. 1-for-6 with a double so far in his Dunedin career. He's a guy that a lot of Blue Jays fans probably don't know about, but well-regarded in the organization, a lot of potential for him. The 0-2, that one he takes off the plate. Slider misses well wide. The count moves to 1-2. Runners on first and second. Just one out for Dunedin. Jaden Rudd, tonight's DH, waiting on deck in the 9 spot. Now the righty kicks, deals. That one inside. Another tough take, but a good take there by Aponte. Count evens up. 2-2. Runner in scoring position. Another on first base. Stevens comes set. The 2-2. That one shot towards the right side. That's going to hold up. And the catch is made in right field by Alderman. Throw to second. Got away. But well backed up by Carlos Santiago. A very fortunate bounce there for Jupiter. That could have been way worse. Duran had to hold up between second and third. He was probably a little bit farther off second base than he likely should have been, with that ball very likely to have been caught. But Alderman made the catch, hesitated a second, then came up firing. Bounced that ball in front of Johnny Olmstead, the shortstop, and bounced off his shoulder. That ball could have gotten to left field, maybe even to foul territory, if it weren't for Carlos Santiago. Now first pitch to Jaden Rudd. In on the hands, lifted left side. That one's hooking away from Mark Coley, and that's going to get up into the stands over by Eddie's. About two rows away from that railing on the left field wall. Now 0-1 to start off Jaden. Runners on first and second. Two down here in the bottom half of the second inning for Dunedin. Top of the order on deck in Braden Berry. That's your righty matchup. Stevens shook off the first sign from Mercado. Now he comes set. 3 on the clock. The 0-1. That one, he checks his swing. That one is low for a ball. Good take there by Jaden Rudd. Count evens now 1-1. Takes that one upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Jaden playing in his 102nd game of the year. Much like Tucker Thoman, Roque Salinas, they've been healthy all season long. That one's grounded foul to the right side. It's all the way to the right field corner. Count evens up again to Jaden. On the season, batting just over 200 at 203. Couple homers, 36 RBIs. He is the team leader in walks drawn this year with a 377 OBP, 68 bases on balls. The 2-2, that one inside, now a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Stevens steps off in the direction of second base, but no throw. That's his first disengagement. The righty comes set again. Payoff pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swing and goes Jaden. Swung over top of that very depthy cutter. And the Blue Jays leave runners on first and second here in this second inning. We'll head to the top of the third. Jupiter with a 2-0 lead. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the top of the third. Alex Amalfi now on to pitch for your Blue Jays. 4-4 record, a 3.80 ERA, appearing for the 22nd time this year. 47 and a third innings of work. The righty kicks fires first pitch to Brett Roberts. Goodness. 0-1 to start him off. Fastball right there at the knees. Amalfi, 22 years old. Former non-drafted free agent out of Ashland, Massachusetts, UMB product, University of Massachusetts, Boston. Signed with the Blue Jays last year after the draft. Now the 1-1, caught and a miss. No, foul tip that went off of Edward Duran. So Chad Lagana is going to walk that ball up to Alex Amalfi. 1-2 the count. Amalfi, after struggling last year after the draft, an 11.25 ERA through just 8 innings of work. He's really coming to his own here this year. That fastball has ticked up in velo. Introduced a curveball that's worked out really well. Out of the windup, now the 1-2. That one just missed. Speaking of the curveball, just missed that outside corner. Now 2-2. Now the righty kicks deals. Curveball again. Got him swinging on it that time. One batter, 1K for Amalfi. That's going to bring up the right fielder, Kemp Alderman. The final line for Connor O'Halloran. Goes 2 innings pitched in his first professional start. 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 3 walks, 3 Ks. A lot of symmetry going on that pitching line for Connor O'Halloran. Righty kicks fires. First pitch, the fastball, misses off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Alderman. Struck out swinging to end the first inning against O'Halloran, and is only at bat thus far. Now the 1-0. That one in on the hands. Lifted right side. That's going to be out of reach of Brendan Orff as it lands at the bottom of the netting. He evens up the count now 1-1. The 1-1, checks his swing. Did he go around the appeal? No, he did not, says Shea Graham. High inside fastball. Alderman able to hold up the bat. 2-1 the count. Amalfi gloves to the face. Now the windup. The 2-1. That one breaks the bat in on the hands. Picked up over by Brennan Orff. Covering the bag is Amalfi. And it's a 3-1 put out for out number two. Great at bat there by Amalfi. Pitching inside with that fastball. Got one on the hands that was just out of reach of Brennan Orff. And decided to throw it again. Broke the bat that time of Alderman. And induced the ground out. Now two down in the inning. Brock Vredenburg. First pitch. That one in there on the outside corner. 93 right on the black. Vredenburg led off the last inning. With a walk, came around and scored the first run on that Yan Mercado 2-RBI double. Righty, the 0-1. That one misses. Change up with that arm side run. 1-1 now the count. That one in there on the outside corner. Right back with the fastball. Fastball, changeup, slider, curveball in the repertoire for the Blue Jays' 22-year-old pitcher. Now, out of the windup, the 1-2. That one off the plate. 94 that time on the gun. That's what I'm talking about with the fastball taken up in velo for Amalfi. Last year, that fastball sat around 90-91. That one in there, called strike three. Beautiful curveball by Amalfi. Gets him looking, and he gets the Hammerheads out 1-2-3. Two Ks in the inning for Alex, and we'll head to the bottom half of the third here at TD Ballpark. Jupiter still leading 2-0. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Braden Berry's going to lead things off. Top of the order, two up. First pitch by Tristan Stevens in his third inning worth of work. That one in there on the low outside corner. 0-1 to start off Berry. Struck out swinging in his only at bat thus far. 0-1. The 1-0. That one punched right side, but in the air. That's going to be an easy catch by Kemp Alderman. Puts the squeeze on it. That's one up, one down. Well struck by Berry, but right to a Jupiter Hammerhead. Now one away to start off the inning for Dunedin, and that'll bring up Tucker Tillman. Tillman, the switch hitter, batting from the left side again here against Stevens. That pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Tillman. He struck out swinging his only time up. Two hits allowed so far by Tristan Stevens. Both were in that second inning as that one's up and inside. He leans away from it. 1-1. Able to strand runners on first and second base in that second inning. Still with that two-run cushion. The 1-1. That one chopped foul. Over towards the Blue Jays on deck circle. 1-2. Brandon Orth, the first baseman, batting in the three spot, waiting on deck. Out of the windup, Stevens now the 1-2. In the air, left side, that's going to get up and over the netting and keep Toman alive for another pitch. 50 pitches on the day for Tristan Stevens. 30 strikes, 20 balls. Now the 1-2. That one upstairs. Good take there by Toman. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one inside. Almost clipped the knee. Toman gets the legs out of the way. Now the count runs full. A lot of deep counts the Blue Jays have been able to work their way into. It's only resulted in the two hits so far. Full count pitch, chopper right side. That's going to be picked up by Vredenburg. He'll take it to the bag himself. 3-0 in the scorebook, and that's two down. That's going to bring up Brendan Orth now for the second time. He reached on a full count walk. His only time up. Still 0-0. First pitch, that one in there. First pitch changeup that leaked arm side. Ended up catching that lower part of the zone. 0-1 to start off Brennan. The 0-1, that one misses off the plate outside. Went right back with a changeup. Couldn't find the same spot. 1-1 the count. Righty kicks deals. That one in there on the outside corner. That one just caught the lowest and farthest outside part of the zone. Got ABS's system right in front of me. Now the 1-2. That one chopped foul, and Brennan stays alive. That was something I missed while we were in Daytona. Again, that stadium not as technologically advanced as the rest of the eight other stadiums in the Florida State League. That one in there. Called strike three. Just catches that top part of the zone. Down looking goes Orf. Strikeout number 5 on the day for Tristan Stevens. And we'll head to the top of the fourth. A third of the way through this ball game here in Dunedin. 2-0, Jupiter leading.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Mark Coley's going to lead things off for Jupiter. 6-7-8 hitters due up. Alex Amalfi back out for a second inning worth of work. First pitch, cut at and missed. High inside fastball, 0-1 to start off Coley. Reach on a single into left, a line shot that Tucker Toman would have had a pretty good shot at. But that sun blaring right in his eyes as that one catches that top of the zone. Now 0-2 the count. That one cut, foul tipped. Went off the inside of the leg of Edouard Duran and back out to the backstop now. Staying alive is Coley. Amalfi out of the windup, the righty. Kick steals the 0-2 again. That one off the plate outside. I was listed at the curve as the curveball at 78. Had a lot of run on it. Now the 1-2. That one yanked. Both pitches missing well off the plate. 2-2 now the count. And the pitch. That one chopped foul. Went with a curveball. Coley got a piece of it. Coley, Santiago, and DeLeo all due up in this half inning for Jupiter. 2-2. That one upstairs. Fastball at 94. Now it's a full count to the first batter of the inning. Amalfi 3 up, 3 down, 2 Ks in his first inning of work. Righty, full count pitch, chopper, foul left side. Just to the left of that third base bag. Coley stays alive again. There is a righty warming up in the pen for Jupiter. That one upstairs for ball four. Really nice at bat by Mark Coley. Fouling off a few tough pitches to stay alive. Ends up drawing the walk to lead off the inning. Second leadoff walk drawn by Jupiter through four innings. First one came around to score. A righty-lefty matchup to the switch-hitting third baseman, Carlos Santiago. First pitch, in on the hands, fouled off left side. 0-1 to start it off. Santiago grounded out to third, batting from the right side against the lefty, Connor O'Halloran. Now the 0-1. Caught and a miss, curveball. Fell off the table, 0-2 the count. Middle infield hoping for a double play ball here. Or Amalfi looking for the K. And the 0-2, there goes the runner. That one misses. No, in there for called strike three and not in time at second. Caught that outside corner, but it was the perfect pitch to run on. Coley swipes second base on the curveball. Now runner in scoring position, one away for Jake DeLeo. Second stolen base of the day for the Hammerheads. Runner in scoring position now, one away. Third strikeout of the afternoon, rather evening now, for Amalfi. Now move over to second and back in time is Mark Coley. Just got that right hand back onto the bag. First disengagement. Talked about it a lot last week. Couple innings where the Blue Jays were able to get out of jams by picking a guy off the base. That one inside. The Blue Jays have been fantastic at pickoff moves all season long. Even got me searching through the MLB stat portal. Try and find the numbers on that, but apparently there are no numbers on that. They don't really keep track of it that way. But there are a lot of Blue Jays with multiple pickoffs. That one in there for a strike now, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, that one low and outside. Curveball by Amalfi, 2-1 the count. DeLeo reached on a walk his only time up. Made it to third on that double by Mercado, but that's where he ended. The 2-1. That one a little bit low. Back-to-back 3-1 count seen by DeLeo. First base is unoccupied and would put that traditional double play back on the menu. The 3-1. That one inside for ball four. Second 3-1 count that DeLeo has seen. They both resulted in a walk. That's going to bring up the catcher, Yan Mercado.
Catcher, number 53, Yan Mercado.
Mercado, his swing's the difference. A 2-RBI double in that second inning. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, caught and a miss on the curve. Owen 1 to start off Mercado. Checks his swing. Did he go around? He did, says Shea Graham. Now 0-2. Couldn't hold the bat. Now down 0-2. Taking an early look around the Florida State League in a game that doesn't matter. Clearwater beat Palm Beach 7-3. Both teams have already clinched their spot. Now move over to second and back in time again is Coley. First disengagement for Amalfi. Games that, actually all four other games have playoff implications. Bradenton currently with a 3-0 lead over Fort Myers. As Amalfi comes set, kicks, fires. Down a ground ball left side, picked up in fair territory. Throw across, Toman with a play, it's in time. Nice play by Toman. Went to ground to keep that one from getting down the line again for Mercado. But with how tough of a play it was to keep that ball from getting by him, he wasn't going to get the double play. Took a couple steps towards third to try and get the force there, but Coley, with too much speed, was going to beat him to the bag, so he opted to go to first for just the one. Now runners on second and third. Two down for Jordan McCants, back up to the top of the order. Duran headed out to go over how to approach this AB with Alex Amalfi. Potentially switching up the signs with a new batter, new runner on second base and Jake DeLeo. Coley on third, DeLeo on second. Jupiter with a chance to try to double their lead. First pitch, that one upstairs for a ball. McCants 0-2 on the day with a ground out and a strikeout. Now the 1-0, in the air left side, up and out of play. Evens things up now 1-1. Like I said, Bradenton with a 3-0 lead. They're in the bottom of the second at Hammond Stadium. Lakeland currently up 5-0 on Tampa to try and keep pace with Bradenton. Keep that 1.5 game lead. Caught and a miss. 1-2 now the count. And in a game that is helping out Jupiter quite a bit, a 6-2 lead for the St. Lucie Mets over the Daytona Tortugas. Jupiter's also got the tiebreaker over Daytona as the 1-2 fouled off the front foot. And McCants stays alive. They've got the tiebreaker over the Tortugas, currently holding a 4-game lead. One One ball, two strikes. So essentially it's a five-game lead over Daytona. As there's a cut and a miss, down swinging goes McCants, and that'll end the inning. Amalfi gets out of the jam, leaves runners on second and third. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark, still a 2-0 lead for the Hammerheads. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Roque Salinas is going to lead things off for Dunedin. 4-5-6, the middle of the order. Salinas, Duran, and Beltre. New pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads is the righty number 21, Nigel Belgrave, taking over after three innings of work for Tristan Stevens. First pitch misses off the plate, 1-0 to start off Roque. That one fouled back to the netting now, 1-1 the count. Final line for Tristan Stevens. Three innings of work, two hits, no runs, one walk, and 5K. Won't qualify for the win, but a solid first third of the game for the Hammerheads righty. Now another righty coming in. That one fouled back again top of the screen, and the count moves to 1-2. Belgrave, the 21-year-old, 15th-round pick this year out of the University of Maryland. On for Jupiter for the third time this year. Three innings of work, two runs both earned allowed for a 6.00 ERA. He struggled with his command here in his first couple games professionally for Jupiter. Now the 1-2, cut and a miss. Nasty inside breaking ball. Got Roque chasing after it. Down swinging he goes for out number one. One batter, 1K for Belgrave, and that's going to bring up Edouard Duran. Belgrave, the righty kicks, deals first pitch. That one in there for a called strike. Slider at 83. Catching that bottom part of the zone. 0-1 to start off Duran. Infield single, he had the first hit of the game for Dunedin. And he half swings at that one. Fooled on that slider. Tried to swing defensively, but still couldn't make contact. Now 0-2. That one yanked. Another breaking ball. 1-2 now the count. Righty out of the stretch. The 1-2. That one cut at and missed. Down swinging goes Duran. Back-to-back K's for Belgrave. And that's going to bring up Manuel Beltre.
Shortstop, number 7,
the Marlins seem like a team that can always develop pitching. Both Stevens and Belgrave, the first two pitchers that we've seen here today, seem to have some nasty breaking stuff. That one off the plate outside. Got back away from Mercado. Fastball at 95. 1-0 to start off Beltre. The 1-0. That one at the knees called a strike, 95 again. And he backs it up with an 84-mile-an-hour slider. Misses low and outside, and Beltre able to spit on it. Now 2-1. Jupiter again at 30-30 in the second half, leading the East Division. That one in there for a strike. Evens it up now 2-2. Breaking ball right at the top of the zone. 83-mile-an-hour slider. The East Division has been kind of this way all year long. Palm Beach did win it at 37-28. 2.5 games up on Jupiter as that one's grounded over towards second. Picked up by McCants, throw to first in time, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. 2 Ks in the inning for Belgrave. We'll head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Jupiter up 2-0.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to give me 3 steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning.
We're back here, top of the fifth. Alex Amalfi back out for his third inning worth of work. The righty kicks fires first pitch to Johnny Olmstead. That one in there on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1, to start off the Hammerhead shortstop. Jupiter still with a 2-0 lead, both runs coming in the top of the second inning. Apart from that, pitching has been at a premium. 1-1 now the count to Olmstead. Jupiter, 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors. Your Blue Jays, no runs on 2 hits, no errors. That one lifted high towards left, going back to the wall as Aponte over the wall. You lift the glove up, and that's going to be out of his reach. Aponte a little bit fooled. The wind took it a little bit away from him, having trouble navigating that left field wall for the first time in his career here at TD Ballpark. That ends up falling on the track for a leadoff double. One that probably should have been caught, but Aponte having trouble out there the first time he's really gotten action. First hit given up by Amalfi. A runner in scoring position, one that he's going to have to work around. That one bunted left side, charging in his tome, and this could be trouble. Barehanded and no throw. A beautiful bunt by Brett Roberts. The infield was back. Toman had to charge in a long way, and it was past Amalfi as he got off the mound. Perfect bunt for that situation. Now runners on the corners. righty-righty matchup with Kemp Alderman. Immediately a perfect opportunity for Jupiter to try to tack another one on in this half inning. That one fouled back, 0-1. Alderman 0-2 with a K and a ground out. Now the righty comes set. That one fouled back to the screen. Now the count's 0-2. Fastball at 91. Some movement going on in the Blue Jays' pen, but nobody warming up per se. Caught and a miss. Big strikeout there for Amalfi. Got him swinging on the high heater. Fifth strikeout for Alex. Second strikeout of the day for Alderman. That's a big first out in this inning.
First baseman, number 26, Brock Friedenberg.
Gives Amalfi an avenue out of this inning. Runners on the corners, one away. Righty-lefty matchup. Amalfi kicks, fires first pitch to Brock Friedenberg. That one misses low and inside. Inside breaking ball, 1-0 to start off Friedenberg. 0-1 on the day. He struck out looking against Alex Amalfi the last time he was up. Now the 1-0. There goes the runner. Throw down to second's not going to come. And back to the base at third is Johnny Olmstead. Pump fake there by Duran. Now the infield's going to come in for Dunedin. And Amalfi's going to be looking for another K. That takes away the traditional double play. Now the 1-1. Checks his swing. He went around, says Chad Lagana. 1-2 now the count. One ball, two strikes. Runners on second and third and one away. And the pitch. That one misses. Bounces right behind the plate. The curveball again. 2-2. The 2-2. That one lined foul left side towards Eddies. Friedenberg stays alive. Amalfi at 51 pitches here so far. 33 in the zone, 18 balls. Now Amalfi comes set and times call to the plate. Timeout granted to Brock Friedenberg. Amalfi still on the rubber waiting. Now Friedenberg back in the box ready to go, and Amalfi comes set. The 2-2. Checks his swing. Did he go around? He didn't, says Shea Graham. Almost got him fooled on that curveball again. But instead, the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Runners on second and third. First base is occupied. Don't want to give him too much to hit. Still looking for that K. 3-2. Ground ball over towards second, picked up by Arnold. Throw to the plate, and now headed back to third is Johnny Olmstead. And now both runners are going to be there. They're going to tag out Olmstead. Perfect play by Bryce Arnold, picking up that hot shot right to him. Got a strong throw over to the plate. Now two down in the inning. Runners at the corners for Mark Coley. Roberts takes Olmstead's spot at third base. Now over at first is Brock Friedenberg reaching on the fielder's choice. .425 on that putout. First pitch, the curveball misses low and outside, 1-0. Blue Jays now with an avenue to get out of here without damage being brought onto him. That one fouled top of the netting. Still came back into the press level area. Bounced off the suite to my right and into the stands. 1-1. Amalfi now the 1-1 pitch. Caught and a miss on the curveball. Amalfi a pitch away from getting out of here. 1-2 the count. Righty comes set. The 1-2. Line shot, base hit left side. That's going to score a run. So that misplay out in left field by Aponte does come back to haunt the Blue Jays. Puts a run on Alex Amalfi's line, and now Carlos Santiago will step in.
Third baseman, number 38, Carlos Santiago.
Coley now has reached all three times he's been to the plate. A couple singles and a walk. Switch hitter up again. First pitch, cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off Santiago. Santiago 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout so far. Righty kicks, fires. That one fouled off left side. Now 0-2. Balls, two strikes, two outs here in the fifth. Amalfi, the 0-2. That one up and out. Couldn't get him to chase that high heater. 1-2 now the count to Santiago. Amalfi looking towards second. Turns, kicks, deals. That one in there. Nasty curveball got him looking. That ends the inning, but Jupiter does tack another run on. 3-0 lead for the Hammerheads. We're halfway through this ball game here at TD Ballpark. Jupiter up 3-0. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Bottom third of the order due up for Dunedin. Bryce Arnold, Yoenhal Aponte, and Jaden Rudd. Nigel Belgrave back out for his second inning worth of work. The righty kicks, fires first pitch in there. Bottom part of the zone, 0-1 to start off Arnold. Punched one into right field for a base hit his last time, his only time up. He fouls that one back to the screen. Now down 0-2. Jupiter pitching still working through just the second time through the order. Facing only three above the minimum. One walk and two singles allowed. Holding on to a 3-0 lead. Now Belgrave comes set, the 0-2. That one in the air right side. That should get out of play. It will get out of play. Bryce stays alive, and he'll see another. No balls, two strikes. Belgrave comes set. The 0-2 again. Caught and a miss. Down swinging on the breaking ball. Strikeout number 3 for Nigel Belgrave. That's going to bring up Johan Aponte. Nobody on and one away. Eighth strikeout for Jupiter pitching. The Blue Jays have 9 through 5 innings. But the Hammerheads have been able to draw some walks and move guys around. Caught in the midst of that first pitch, 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 to start off Aponte. Now the 0-1. That one in there. Right on the outer third, 0-2 now the count. Belgrave hasn't missed yet this inning. The 0-2. That one in the air towards left center. Way up in the air, and that's going to be able to be run down. The left fielder, Mark Coley, able to get to it in the gap. Two up, two gone. Now Jaden Rudd stepping in for the second time. Jaden struck out swinging on a 3-2 count to end the second inning. The only time he's been up. Righty-lefty matchup, first pitch. That one misses that outside corner. Really close pitch. First ball of the inning for Belgrave. Now the 1-0. That one off the end of the bat, little soft liner up over the head of Carlos Santiago. Jaden making that wide turn, but he'll stop at first. A two-out single, the third hit of the night for Dunedin. That brings up the top of the order, Braden Berry.
Center fielder, number 13, Braden Berry.
Braden stepping in for the third time tonight. 0 for 2. Struck out swinging the first time. Lined out to right field. His last time up. First pitch. That one just misses that outside corner. 1-0 to start off Berry. Righty kicks deals. That one in there. Bottom of the zone with the breaking ball. 1-1. Berry, 21 years old. Eighth round pick by the Blue Jays this year out of West Virginia University. Playing his 16th game of the Blue Jays. That one cut out and missed and gets back to the backstop. Breaking ball went off the glove of Mercado. See if that's ruled a pass ball or a wild pitch on the part of Nigel Belgrave. They will rule that a wild pitch. Nonchalantly stabbed at by Mercado. Should have been kept in front. But instead, it puts Jaden Rudd in scoring position. Caught and a miss. Now, down swinging goes Berry. That'll end the inning. The Blue Jays leave a runner aboard. We'll head to the top of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Jupiter still up 3-0.
Put your
and high. I played it hard and fast, but I had everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah, ra-da-da-da, cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man. The kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be. The shadow all my life was hanging over me. A broken man that I don't know. Won't even stand, I never stand to be my soul. Why we're chilling, why we're chasing, why the...
We're back here, top of the sixth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander number 43, Wender Garcia. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires first pitch to Jake DeLeo, is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off the Hammerhead center fielder. 8-9-1 due up, DeLeo, Mercado, and back up to the top with McCants. Now the 0-1, that one low and outside, the breaking ball. 1-1 the count. Garcia on for the ninth time this year for Dunedin as that one's chopped over to the left side, picked up by Toman. Throw across is in time by about a half step. Toman had to reshuffle his feet, still got a strong throw across the diamond. One up, one down on the 5-3 put out, and that brings up Yan Mercado.
Number 53, Yan Mercado.
Garcia on for the ninth time, a 1-0 record, a 2.45 ERA through 11 innings of work. Saw him once in that Daytona series this past week. That being on Saturday night, the second game of the doubleheader. Pitched a perfect inning with two Ks. 0-1, the count to start off Mercado as he fouled that one right side. Now that one misses, low and out, 1-1. That one a little bit low. In the air, high towards shallow left center. Beltre's out there and charging in as a Ponte and Braden Berry. Berry's going to reach back behind him. Almost overran it, but he's able to make the grab. That could have been a bad play for the Blue Jays, but Berry able to recover in time. Makes the grab for out number two. That's going to bring up the top of the order, Jordan McCants. Two quick outs for Wender Garcia. Just seven pitches. Now out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals first pitch to McCants. Misses up and outside for a ball. Wender just 21 years of age. Out of Caracas, Venezuela. That one in there. Arm side run. On that fastball, 1-1 the count. Misses with that one, the changeup. Wender likes to work extremely quickly. Already starting the windup. Now the 2-1. In on the hands, lifted left side. Could stay in play. Down the line is Toman, and he's going to reach out. Makes the grab, falling down. Did he? No, he didn't. A little awkward on that one. Trying to get a last-second adjustment. Reaching back and to his right. The wind playing into an effect here in this sixth inning. There's now a Tucker Toman right-foot-sized divot in the grass and foul territory. That one just missed. 3-2 now, full count to McCants. With new life. Out of the windup, the righty. Payoff pitch. That one lifted in the air towards left. Aponte moving back a little bit now to his left. He'll make the grab, and that'll end the inning. No runs, no hits. Nobody left the board. A 1-2-3 inning for Wender Garcia. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Jupiter still leading 3-0.
A Kennedy
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me with some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be outie hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud that she ought to be out and drunk, keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. Yeah, I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key.
Yeah, I'm sliding. My looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that shit down and write it.
Sunshine, 24/7 clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. Tucker Thoman's going to lead things off, batting from the left side here against the righty Nigel Belgrave here in his third inning worth of work. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Thoman. Blue Jays still nothing across the plate yet. No runs on three hits, only one walk drawn. That one in there in the low outside corner. Tucker quickly down 0-2. 0-2 on the day, a strikeout and a ground out to first. Jupiter's gotten some fantastic pitching so far this evening. That one misses upstairs, the high fastball. Mislocated that time by Belgrave. Mercado was setting up shop low and outside. Now the 1-2. Caught and a miss. Inside slider. Down swinging goes Tucker. That's going to bring up Brennan Orff. Already the fifth strikeout for Nigel Belgrave. Just like Alex Amalfi, he started off now striking out the first and final batters of each inning. Amalfi did the same thing through three. That one skips in front of the plate, 1-0. Orff 0-1 with a walk drawn. Being back in the first inning, struck out looking his last time up in the third. Now the 1-0, that one just misses that outside corner. Ten strikeouts for Jupiter pitching so far this evening. The 2-0, that one fouled back into the left. Gets a piece of the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-1, the count to Orff. Orff, the 13th round pick by the Blue Jays this year, out of Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. That one in there, top of the zone. 2-1 the count. Jupiter's just been all over the edges of the zone all night long. The 2-2. That one just misses that outside corner. Missing the back door, and Mercado was frustrated on that one. Don't really know why. It is ABS. 3-2. Fouled off. Just getting a piece of that inside slider. Orff stays alive. Second full count he's drawn tonight. The righty comes set. 3-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Back-to-back K's. Now three straight dating back to the fifth inning. That'll bring up Roque Salinas.
Right fielder, number 26, Roque Salinas.
Another righty-lefty matchup. First pitch, looking to lay down a bunt. Could be a good one. Charging in is Santiago. Now off the mound is Belgrave. Throw to first, not in time. And a little bit wide of the first base bag. Roque bunts himself aboard. Good look there by Roque, seeing that Santiago was positioned pretty far back at third. That left Belgrave as the only option. He wasn't going to get Roque. Salinas deceptively fast down the first base line. Gets a board to continue on this inning now for Edward Duran. Just the fourth hit of the night for Dunedin. Righty kicks, fires. That one, low and outside. All four hits by Dunedin have been singles. That and the limited amount of walks Tron, as compared to the Hammerheads lineup, is a difference, as that one's lifted right side back and out of play. 1-1 the count. Jupiter with five hits. Two of them have been doubles. One of them scored two runs, and the other one set up shop for that third run to come in. That one in there, inside slider. Gets back into the zone. Now 1-2 the count to Duran. Another righty warming up in the pen for Jupiter. Nobody warming up yet for Dunedin. The 1-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Duran. Now four straight outs by Belgrave. Recorded via the K. And that's 12 on the night through six innings of pitching for Jupiter. We're two-thirds of the way through this ball game here at TD Ballpark. Hammerheads with a 3-0 lead. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, top of the seventh. Winder Garcia back out pitching for Dunedin for a second inning worth of work. The righty out of the windup, first pitch fouled back up and out of play. 0-1 to start off the shortstop, Johnny Olmstead. Olmstead 1-for-3 on the day. That one lifted towards right center. That's going to drop, and it's going to be cut off by Barry before it can get to the wall. Quick to get there was Barry, cutting it off before it can get all the way to the gap. And Olmstead is going to have to settle for a single, leadoff single. Now Brett Roberts will step in. Back-to-back base hits for Olmstead, now 2-for-4 on the day. Out of the stretch, Garcia kicks, fires, first pitch. That one almost dropped back into the top of the zone. Breaking ball, curveball. Roberts got out of the way. That was middle. Now the 1-0. That one misses off the plate. Now the 2-0. That one low and inside. Three straight misses for Garcia. Now 3-0 count to Roberts. Infield heavily shaded over to the left side. Beltre playing right in between second and third base. That one right in down the middle. 3-1 now the count. 1-for-2 on the day. Roberts is a bunt single, a run scored. Also a walk drawn with a stolen bag. There goes the runner. That one's fouled off. Olmstead took off with that pitch. He'll have to head back. Three and two now the count. There he goes again, and that one's off the plate outside for ball four. So the first two hammerheads are aboard now for Kemp Alderman. Single and a walk now. Couple of runners on for Alderman. Stepping up for the fourth time. Righty-righty matchup. Garcia. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one low for a ball. Jupiter's been able to put at least a runner on now in 5 out of 7 innings. Just 2 1-2-3 innings for Dunedin. Whether it be slap singles, that one's lifted high towards left. That's going to get up and over the head of it. Johan Helaponte. All the way to the wall, extra bases, a run's going to come in. Stopping at third is Roberts. Third double of the night for Jupiter. That makes it a 4-0 ball game.
First baseman, number 26, Brock Vredenberg.
RBI double for Kemp Alderman now. Brock Vredenberg. Stepping in again, nobody out with two runners in scoring position. The infield comes in for Dunedin. Garcia kicks, fires, first pitch. That one misses off the plate outside, 1-0. Garcia's got a lot of work to do to try and minimize the damage. Already a run across. Cut and a miss. Reaching way out for that one was Vredenberg now. 1-1. Vredenberg 0 for 2. He's reached twice, however. Walk and a fielder's choice. He's also scored a run. The 1-1. That one off the plate. Two balls, a strike. Garcia kicks, deals. That one tapped in front of the plate. The runners are going to stay. Now Duran picks it up, throws the first, and nobody's at the plate. Orff had to dive to his right, fall to his right, I should say. I didn't see a call by Shea Graham, waiting to see if it was out or safe. And Vredenberg's heading back to the dugout, so that's going to be an out.
Left fielder, number 19.
But a run comes in to score again. That's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. The Blue Jays are going to make a pitching change here in this half inning. Waiting for the signal from Donnie. And there it is. So the Blue Jays go to the bullpen here mid-inning. An inning and a third for Winder Garcia. The Blue Jays will turn to the pen. We'll be back with a new wing coming in for Dunedin. Top of the seventh. Two runs in. For Jupiter in this half inning. Runner on second, one away. We'll talk about the pitcher when we get back. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, top of the seventh. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander number 44, Josh Malaris. 10th round pick by the Blue Jays out of the University of Oregon this year. On for the 10th time for Dunedin, a 1-0 record, a 4.66 ERA through 9 2/3. First pitch, the slider. Check swing by Mark Coley. 1-0 to start him off. The line for Wynder Garcia as it stands now, an inning and a third. 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned, a walk, no Ks. Still responsible for the runner on second base. Now the 1-0. Caught and a miss. Nasty breaking ball. To even up the count now, 1-1. 5-0 Jupiter leads here in this seventh inning. Blue Jays have 3 more chances at the plate. Trying to keep it relatively close for the time being. Now the 1-1. Caught and a miss. 3 straight sliders to start off the day for Malaris, and it's a 1-2 count to Coley. Coley's yet to be retired this evening. 2-for-2 with a walk, stolen base, and RBI, a run scored. Now the 1-2. That one in there. Called strike 3. Got him looking. One batter, 1K for Malaris. 2 down in the inning. That'll bring up Carlos Santiago.
Now batting number 38, Carlos Santiago.
A new righty warming up in the pen for Jupiter. Expected to come out here at the bottom of this inning. First pitch. That one in the air. Left side of the infield. Toman right on the line. Now in fair territory coming back. He'll make the grab with 2 hands. And that'll end the inning. 2 runs come in to score for Jupiter. Blue Jays able to leave a runner on second. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time here in Dunedin. 5-0, Jupiter leads.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Blue Jays fans, prostate cancer is a disease that affects 1 in every 8 men, but in most cases, it can be treated, especially when they are caught early. If you're 40 years old or older, ask your doctor about checking your PSA score. It's a simple blood test. Men, stay alive and stay in the game. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. Bottom of the seventh here at TD Ballpark. New pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads is the right-hander, number 29, Rizkail Tenillo. 20 years old, out of Barcelona, Venezuela. Making his 18th appearance on the year for Jupiter. 5-1 record, a 3.71 ERA through 26 2/3. 0-for-6 on save opportunities. First pitch. Cutting a foul tip there by Beltre. Got back to the backstop. 0-1 on that high inside fastball. Beltre, Arnold, and Aponte, the 6-7-8 hitters, due up in this half inning. Jupiter, as that one's ripped towards left. That's going to get to the wall. Extra bases for Beltre, potentially. Picked up by Coley. Throw to second in the air. It's going to be offline. But picked up by the second baseman, Jordan McCants. A leadoff double for Beltre. That ball is 1-0-2 off the bat. That's exactly what Dunedin needs to try and jumpstart some offense here. Just the 5th hit of the ballgame for Dunedin, the first of extra bases. Now Bryce Arnold with an RBI opportunity. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Arnold. That one in there for a called strike. Beltre with his 20th double of the season. Second on the team, only behind Tucker Tillman. Arnold 1-for-2, a single back in his first at-bat. Struck out the last time. The 0-1 checks his swing. That one is inside for a ball. One and one the count. That one in there. Ball and two strikes. Final line for Nigel Belgrave. Three innings of work, two hits, no runs, no walks, and seven Ks. Jupiter pitching staff, 12 total Ks through six innings, averaging two an inning. Now the 1-2. That one off the plate. Evens things up, 2-2 the count. Tenio comes set, looks towards second, turns, kicks, deals the 2-2 pitch. That one low. Good take there by Bryce. 3-2, a full count. That one chopped foul left side. Bryce keeps himself alive. Count stays full. Just the second time tonight the Blue Jays have had the leadoff man aboard. First time was back in the second inning. Leadoff infield single by Edouard Duran, who made it to second, but Blue Jays couldn't do much with it. Had runners on first and second, and back-to-back outs. End of that inning. Now 3-2. The pitch. That one off the plate. What a take there by Bryce Arnold. That missed the outside corner by a hair. That's going to bring up now Yoenhel Aponte with runners on first and second, and it's going to bring Yan Mercado out to the mound to talk with his pitcher. A double and a walk have the first two men aboard for Dunedin. It's also just the second time we've had runners on at the same time, first and second. Now Aponte, who's 0-for-2. Couple flyouts, one to left, one to right. Another righty-righty matchup. First pitch, a big hack at that one by Aponte. Fastball top of the zone, couldn't connect, 0-1. That one he takes down low. Fastball a little bit below the zone, evens it up 1-1. Jaden Rudd, bottom of the order, waiting on deck. The 1-1. Foul tip stays in the mitt of Mercado. Count moves to 1-2. Blue Jays trying to start chipping away at that 5-run deficit. Runners on first and second to start off the innings. Not a bad start. Checks his swing. No, he went around. Tried to hold up. Couldn't on that pitch low. First out of the inning. First K for Tenio, and that's going to bring up Jaden Rudd. Now the 13th strikeout on the night for Jupiter pitching. That one in there on the inside corner. Fastball at 93 to start off Jaden 0-1. Jaden 1-for-2 on the day. Strikeout and a single to left. The 0-1. Now a chopper. Left side of the infield. Picked up at short. Now throw to first is in time. A bit too slow developing for Olmstead to try to turn two. Takes the out at first, but now both runners move into scoring position for Braden Berry.
Center fielder, number 13, Braden Berry.
6-3 on the putout. Two runners in scoring position for the top of the order, Braden Berry. 0-3 on the day. A flyout sandwiched by a two strikeout swinging. First pitch, that one in there on the inside corner, 0-1. Blue Jays need a knock here. It's the best opportunity we've had to score all night long. Righty, kicks, fires the 0-1. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Mercado. One ball, one strike. Tenillo, the 1-1. That one low and outside. He yanked the fastball. Berry with just two RBIs in his Blue Jays career. They both came on one swing back in Daytona. Now the 2-1. That one off the plate. Good take. It's 3-1. Tucker Thoman, third baseman, waiting on deck. First base is unoccupied. Chance to potentially double his RBI total here. The 3-1. That one in the air, right side. That's going to get up and out of play. So now a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two gone. Runners at second and third. Time called at the plate by Braden. He'll take an extra few seconds before digging back in. Three balls, two strikes. Tenillo. The payoff pitch. Fouled back through the screen. Will go again. Beltre on third. Arnold at second base with two outs. They're both going to be hustling the entire way. So a base hit should score both. Now the payoff again. In the air, right side. Going back a little bit is Alderman right in front of the track. Now on the track, he'll make the grab in the corner. And that'll end the inning. No runs on one hit, two men left aboard. We'll head to the top of the eighth. The Blue Jays can't cash in on their opportunity. 5-0, Jupiter still leads through seven. We're on to the eighth here at TD Ballpark.
Don't go yet. 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 What you're leaving for when my night is yours just a little more. Don't go yet. Baby, don't go yet, cause I wore this dress for a little drama. And I bet
We're back here, top of the eighth. Josh Malares back out after getting the final two outs of the top of the seventh. Jupiter still leading 5-0. Malares kicks, fires first pitch. That one's up and inside. 1-0 to start off Jake DeLeo, the center fielder. Jupiter, 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors. Dunedin, no runs on 5 hits, no errors. The righty kick steals. That one's in there. Now 1-1 the count. DeLeo, 0-1. He's reached on 2 walks. Now the 1-1 pitch by Malares. That one just misses the top of the zone. 2-1 the count. 8-9-1 hitters due up. DeLeo, Mercado, and back up to the top with McCants. Now the 2-1. That one fouled back and to the right. Time called at the plate. Behind DeLeo. He's in the box, then decided to take a step out and regroup. Now 2-2, he's back in. The wind's essentially died here at TD Ballpark. Was blown pretty well out to right center. Checks his swing, he went around. Second strikeout for Malares. First out of the inning, that's going to bring up Yan Mercado. Now 11 strikeouts on the night for Blue Jays pitching. Makes it 24 total here in this eighth inning. That first pitch fouled back to the screen, 0-1 to start off Mercado. One for three on the day. He's still got the game-winning hit, that double back in the second inning. The 0-1. Checks his swing, low and outside on the breaking ball, now 1-1. Righty-righty matchup. That one in there. Slider, top of the zone, 1-2 the count. Malares comes set again. Now time called to the plate by Mercado. One ball, 2 strikes. Malares, the pitch. In the air towards right center. Way up there. Roque's out there towards the gap. He's calling off his center fielder. He makes the grab, and that's 2 gone. Two up, 2 down. Now top of the order, Jordan McCants up for the 5th time. 0-4, 2 Ks, a ground out and a fly out. Righty-lefty matchup again. First pitch is in there for a strike. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 to start off McCants. Caught in a miss. He blew it by him. Ticked it up. Now 93 on that fastball. 0-2 the count. Malares looking to retire 5 consecutive. That one up and out. Misses. 1-2 the count. Looking around the league again. Bradenton still holding on. 4-2 lead over Fort Myers. Now the 1-2. Cut and a miss. We'll get to the rest later on. Foul tip, strikeout. 3 Ks through 5 outs for Malares. 5 up, 5 down. He's retired. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. The Blue Jays have 2 more chances. They need 5 runs. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So
won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie, 'cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of, boy, make me believe.
Oh, hold up. Blue Jays fans, check out the new Netflix documentary, The Saint of Second Chances. The documentary is a tale of baseball family and redemption, covering the unique journey of Mike Veek, from his relationship to his legendary father Bill, to his time out of baseball after organizing the ill-fated Disco Demolition Night, to his unlikely return to the game running the AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, the St. Paul Saints. The Saint of Second Chances premieres exclusively to Netflix on September 19th. Bottom of the eighth here at TD Ballpark, Tucker Thoman's going to lead things off. Rescale Tenio back out for a second inning worth of work. Got out of the jam, had runners at second and third. First pitch, a check swing by Thoman, but it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Dunedin still without a run. 5-0 ball game in favor of Jupiter. That one upstairs for a ball. Evens up the count, 1-1. Tucker 0-for-3 on the day, 2 Ks. The righty comes set, the 1-1. That one way off the plate. Breaking ball, he lost the grip on it. Didn't get it anywhere where he wanted. 2-1. Thoman, Orff, and Salinas. 2-3-4 hitters due up. The 2-1. That one upstairs. Now a 3-1 count to Tucker. Blue Jays got to try and get something here. Make it a more manageable ninth inning if we get there. Now the 3-1. That one chopped foul, and the count's full. Four singles and a double so far for Dunedin hitting. Only two walks drawn, one by Orff and one by Arnold. Both were on full counts. 3-2 again. That one in there. Called strike three on the inside corner. Tucker goes down looking this time. Third strikeout of the night. Second for Tenio, and that's going to bring up Brennan Orff. Just seems like a night where the Blue Jays just can't put anything together as a team. Couple singles, and they've only had multiple base runners on twice. That one fouled off left side, 0-1. Whereas Jupiter, only two more hits than Dunedin. Now the 0-1. That one in there. 0-2 now quickly down in the count. That one a soft liner left side, caught by Santiago. Able to reach out and snag it right before it hit the clay. 65 off the bat. If that gets past Santiago, it's probably a double for Orff. But instead, it's out number two. Two up, two down. Now Roque stepping in for the fourth time. 1-for-3 with a bunt single, and that's going to cause Santiago to play a little bit closer to the infield grass this time. First pitch, that one in there, dropped in for a strike, 0-1. Like I said, the Blue Jays, only two less hits than Jupiter, but three of the seven hits for the Hammerheads have been doubles. That one a soft grounder over to second. Rolled over on it. Throw over to first by McCants in time. 4-3 put out. The Blue Jays are retired in order. So if the Blue Jays are going to win this game, it's going to be on the walk-off. Going to try to hold Jupiter to nothing and try to put together a big ninth inning. New pitcher coming in. I think it's Kiner Leon. We'll talk about him when we get back. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world ends.
conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two. It's true, it's true. My bad habits lead to you. Ooh. My bad habits lead to you.
We're back here, top of the ninth, 5-0 game. Kiner Leon is the new pitcher for Dunedin, taking over for Josh Malares, who went 5-up, 5-down with 3 Ks. Leon will try to keep Jupiter off the board and not make the ninth any harder than it has to be. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off the shortstop, Johnny Olmstead. Leon for the 22nd time this year for Dunedin, as that one's fouled off the end of the bat. Now an 0-2 count quickly for Olmstead. 3-3 record, of 4.62 ERA through 25 and a third innings of work. The last time we saw Kiner was back on August the 26th. That one just misses. 10 days ago, pitching some of the gutsiest baseball that I've ever seen. Keeping the Blue Jays in it. In an extra inning ball game where he ended up getting the win. That one upstairs. Now 2-2. Went 2 2/3. He did give up 2 hits, but no runs, as that one's fouled back up and out of play. Gave the Blue Jays 2 opportunities in extra innings to win the ball game, which they finally did in the 11th. The 2-2. That one in the air. Softly towards shallow right. Now backing up is Brandon Orff onto the outfield grass. He'll make the grab, and that's out number one. Kiner just 19 years of age out of Venezuela. Signed with the Blue Jays back in February of 2021. Pitched all of 2021 in the DSL, the Dominican Summer League. 19 games, a 7-1 record, a 2.60 ERA. Since coming stateside, it's been a little bit tougher for Kiner, but for a while there, he was coming in jam situations mid-inning. That was a role he really seemed to excel in, as that one's fouled up and out of play, now 2-1. It's been up and down between Single-A Dunedin and the Complex League this season. That one's low and outside. Now a 3-1 count. Caught and a miss. Breaking ball that time. Way out in front of it. Big hack. Now 3-2 the count to Brett Roberts. 1-for-2 on the day. Couple walks, couple runs, as that one's chopped towards short. Charging in is Beltre, picks it up, and no throw. Brett Roberts with a ton of speed. Beltre had no chance at the play. An infield single to put a runner on for Jupiter. Roberts, who's already stolen a bag and scored 2 runs. Definitely will be looking to get himself in scoring position. First pitch by Kiner. Chopper right side. Charging over there is Arnold. Picks it up. Throw to first. Just in time. Able to get Alderman. Moving over to second on the play is Roberts. Infield was shaded heavily over to the left side. Arnold had to run about 60 feet to get to that ball. Still able to get to it and get a nice throw to first. Very quickly. Now, runner on second and 2 down. First pitch misses off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Brock Vredenburg. Kiner Kiner out of the stretch, looking towards second. Kicks, fires. That one up and outside. Slider that time missing 2-0. Another look around the Florida State League. Still only the one game is final. So that one's cut out and missed, now 2-1. But St. Lucie helping out Jupiter quite a bit. A 10-4 lead over the Daytona Tortugas, who are fighting for their playoff lives. Going up against, record-wise, the worst team in minor league baseball. That one missing inside, now 3-1. St. Lucie, who's having their worst season in their long history, putting it all on the plate for Daytona. Seems like it's too much for them to handle. That one misses up and out for a ball. That's ball four. Vredenburg will reach via the walk. That puts runners on first and second now for Mark Coley.
Left fielder,
Bradenton still leading Fort Myers 6-2 now. Top of the seventh, they're still trying to tack a couple more on in that half inning. But Lakeland is doing their part. 9-1 lead over Tampa. That one fouled back up and out of play. 0-1. So if Jupiter can hang on to win this game and St. Lucie can keep doing their part, Daytona's going to be just a game away from elimination potentially. That one cut out and missed, now 0-2. That one in the air, back into the right. Up and out of play, and it keeps him alive. Actually, I need to amend what I just said. If Daytona can't come back and win, Jupiter will clinch here tonight. The 0-2. That one off the plate. Because if Jupiter can hang on to this game, and Daytona falls, they'll be five games back of Jupiter, and Jupiter's got the tiebreaker. The 1-2, that one hammered left side, but well foul. Way out in front. It was 103.9 off the bat. So we could see, well, we won't know until later. That one in there, bottom of the zone, called strike three. Kiner gives up that infield single in the walk, but leaves runners on first and second. We're on to the bottom half of the ninth here at TD Ballpark. The Blue Jays need five to keep it going and six to win. It's going to be Tenio back out to try to get the final three outs for the Hammerheads, who are potentially clinching their playoff spot here tonight. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. Jupiter, potentially three outs away from making the postseason. We'll be back. Blue Jays fans, and specifically men 40 and older, it's time to have a discussion with your doctor about having a PSA test for prostate cancer. It's a simple blood test, and it can save your life. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and we're doing our part to let everybody know. We're in the bottom half of the ninth here, down by five. 5-6-7 hitters due up Duran, Beltre, and Arnold. The final chances for the Blue Jays. They need five to keep this game going. First pitch. That one's in there for a called strike. 0-1. Rescale Tenio back out for his third inning worth of work. Trying to be the third straight hammerhead to go three innings without giving up a run. That one in there now. Duran quickly down 0-2. 1-for-3 on the day. Infield single back in the second inning. 2 Ks since. The 0-2 pitch. That one off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Now on a chopper up over the mound, over to the second base bag, picked up at second by McCants, throw to first, not in time. Backhanded it there in shallow center field. Got a nice throw to first, but Duran a little bit too quick down the line for Jupiter to make that play. Well, that's a good start. Puts the leadoff man aboard. Second infield single of the day for Edouard Duran. First pitch is in there for a called strike to Manuel Beltre. Beltre 1-for-3 on the night. Started off 0-for-2 with a K and a ground out. Doubled the last time he was up. That one he hammers left side. It's caught at third. Now throw back to first, and Duran's back into the bag. Line shot right to Carlos Santiago. Almost doubled up Duran. Santiago's been able to hold down that hot corner. A couple of really nice plays on line shots. Now Bryce Arnold stepping in. 1-for-2 on the day with a walk. Righty kicks, fires first. Pitch is in there for a strike. Four lead at Clover Park for the St. Lucie Mets over the Daytona Tortugas. Jupiter's here from across the state will likely stick around, try to listen to the last couple innings of that St. Lucie game. That one in there for a strike, now 1-2. Adam McDonald, good buddy of mine, the St. Lucie broadcaster. I'll definitely be tuning in to see what the fate of the Jupiter Hammerheads ends up being. The 1-2, that one off the plate outside. Evens up the count now, 2-2. Runner on first and one away. Tenio comes set. The 2-2 pitch. Chopper, left side, that could be it. Over to second for one. First is in time. And Jupiter is just 6 outs away now in St. Lucie from making the playoffs here this year. The Hammerheads take this ballgame by a score of 5-0. An inning-ending, a game-ending double play does it. Final lines are as follows. Your Blue Jays scored 5 runs. Rather, the Hammerheads scored 5 runs on 8 hits. They committed no errors. And your Blue Jays, 0 runs on 6 hits. They also committed 0 errors. Just the third time this season that Dunedin has been shut out. The first since back in May. We are back tomorrow for Game 2 of this final 2023 series. Final 5 games of the year. Well, I'll be here at home. 5 more times you'll hear my beautiful voice along your airwaves. Can't wait to come back tomorrow for Game 2 of this series. The winning pitcher ends up being Nigel Belgrave, pitching 3 2-hit innings, no runs. A shutout effort for the Jupiter pitching staff. 3 pitchers all went 3 innings. Nobody gave up a run. Each of them, coincidentally, all gave up 2 hits. The losing pitcher is Connor O'Halloran. He gets his first loss as a professional. Again, we are back tomorrow for Game 2 of this 6-game set. The final times here at TD Ballpark. The final times of 2023. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Throughout this season, and hopefully throughout the rest of this series, can't wait to have you back tomorrow. Jupiter wins game one, 5-0, and they're now six outs away, from clinching a playoff spot, depending on what happens in St. Lucie. Again, we're back tomorrow, 6:15. Coverage will begin here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Season touchdown through.